This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early summer. When the canopy of leaves has closed above the woodland wildflowers, when winter wheat is a soft pale green and the clovers and vetches are all coming in, then it's the best time of year for golden parsnip blossoms throughout the countryside. Catalpas and privets and hawthorns and pink spirea bloom now, and the number of fireflies grows in proportion to the flowers on the daylilies. The first nodding thistle, the first daisy fleabane, the first great mullein open now. The first raspberry reddens and the first orange trumpet creeper blows. Bindweeds and sweet peas color the fences with pastels. This is the best time for the wetlands poison hemlock and angelica. In the shade, fire pink and honewort are flowering. At the edge of the forest, wild plants include blue-eyed grass and silver yarrow, yellow sedum, bright moneywort, daisies, yellow sweet clover, wild roses, wild iris, dock, and smooth brome grass. Oaks and black walnut trees and Osage orange have set their fruit. There are bud clusters on the milkweeds, buds on the delicate touch-me-nots, buds on the giant blue hostas, buds on the yucca, the purple coneflowers, the mallow, the balloon flower, and the gay feather. Wild strawberries are red. Young blackbirds and grackles join their parents to harvest the ripening cherries and mulberries. Painted turtles are out laying eggs. The fearsome but harmless stag beetles waddle across your porch after dark. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early summer. In the meantime, look for wild black raspberries to ripen along the path.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.